Well, I have done what I could to try and give good, solid people a confidence. And I was talking to a friend of mine today who's offering New York since that's your apartment in Washington. And he, we were talking about the lack of confidence some of the folks on the water might do and what effect they had on the market. So the reporter did it on the very good on the market. Well, I've tried to. Democrats have spent all their lives criticizing business. It's scary. That's natural. You can hit over the head with a bridle, he's going to dodge all that.
Yeah.
And I've tried in 8 months to restore a little confidence. One thing that permitted him to do it is that one or two fellows like you would come in and stand up and say, listen, I'm going to run this guy out. I'm going to try and help this fellow.
J. Edgar Hoover on 9-1.
Edgar?
I wanted to call you last night, but I didn't get to, and I've been up Syracuse today. I wanted to congratulate you on a job well done.
Well, that's awfully nice of you indeed.
I'm not a bit surprised, and I knew you'd do it, and I didn't know how long it'd take, but I knew you'd hang the... You'd bring in results, but I didn't want this opportunity to go by without telling you again how proud I am of you and how glad I am that Uncle Sam's got you working for us. And if you just think that you're going to get off the payroll because you're getting a little older, you're crazy as hell. I don't retire the FBI.
Well, that's very nice of you, Mr. President. I just finished up my physical. Passed it 100%.
Well, God bless you. Well, you just take it easy because this thing is clicking mighty well. Old Deke's on the job, but I want you to know personally how proud I was of you.
Well, that's very nice of you. You might be interested. The physical examination showed that each of these men had been shot.
Huh?
The two white men had been shot once each, and the colored fellow was shot 3 times.
Huh?
And we have the names of the people who did it. Now, to prove it is going to be a little tougher job. The sheriff was in on it, the deputy sheriff was in on it, the justice of the peace was in on it, and there were 7 other men. But we have all those names, and as I say, we're concentrating now on developing the evidence. We're going to call a grand jury in possibly the next 2 weeks concerning the burning of the church and bring before the grand jury these particularly 10 men, and hoping that one of them may then break. But I think we're going to be able to clean that one up. The one in Georgia is making very good progress. I've been in touch with the boys down there. I think we're going to have that one cleared up. We know who participated in that also. It's the Klan in both places. But I think we'll be able to make a favorable report on breaking those cases within the next month, possibly.
Well, mighty proud of you. You take it easy now and just stay out there until you get damn tired of it and then come in and see me and you get back and I'll buy you lunch.
Oh, that's awful nice of you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.